And as I promised, as part of Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Sandra Cabot, good morning.
Good morning, Roscoe.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and here we are to save the world again with more grand information. We're staying with infections?
Yes, we are, because it is the season of influenza, you know. You open the window and
influenza.
I know, and, you know, I think it's very topical because there's been a lot of people getting very sick with the flu this year, notwithstanding increasing vaccination. Also, there's been some young children getting seriously ill with influenza, influenza A or influenza B, and, you know, developing extreme symptoms. And remember, the influenza can kill you. Remember in 1918, we had the Spanish flu, killed 50 million people.
I was there.
1918?
Yeah.
You were not.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's a lot of people, right? That naughty little influenza virus knocked off 50 million people because they didn't have any immunity. Vaccination does give you some immunity, but remember, it may not be to the flu that is current. It might be to last year's influenza. So you got to do other things, right?
Yeah.
And when I see these young children getting seriously ill with the flu, I think, look, this is tragic because really what's wrong with the child's immune system to be nurtured? And this is not happening. And we know that things like vitamin C, selenium, zinc, and NAC can make a huge difference. We know that these things can reduce mortality and the severity of the flu. And yet, I don't think parents are finding out about it. I don't think old people are finding out about it. And it's very, very important. You know, people know, oh, okay, you know, I'll take some vitamin C or I'll take some echinacea. But really, that is not the only thing. You know, if you have a weak immune system and you're getting recurrent infections or you've had a really severe influenza, you are probably deficient in these specific nutrients that fight viruses.
Right.
So we've got to think about selenium. Selenium is often deficient in Australians, and it will make their infections a lot more severe.
But also zinc.
Zinc is good. Zinc is very good.
We're pretty low in zinc in our own soils.
We are. A lot of people are zinc deficient, particularly if they have gut disorders, you know, and they're taking antacids or they're gluten intolerant. We really need to be aware of these minerals. And actually, I wrote a book probably about 13 years ago now on bird flu. I've got some copies, you know, if anyone wants one, they can have one. They just pay the postage. Just ring my number in Camden from Cabot Health and we'll send you a copy. Because it teaches you how to bulletproof your immune system, you know, so you can face these infections. But things like NAC, selenium, vitamin C, zinc, they can make a huge difference. They can greatly reduce the severity of these viral infections that are hitting people at the moment. You know, I love NAC. We've talked about it before. We should remind people that what it does, it breaks up the biofilm that protects these dangerous microorganisms.
Yes.
Then our immune system can get to them.
Right. It's all great. Well, thank you, Dr. Sandra Cabot. Now, folks listening, that if you do want Sandra's book, you just ring Cabot Health there at Camden. And apart from the postage, that's all it's going to cost you. That's a great offer. Thank you.
That's okay, pleasure.
And we'll talk more Wednesday Wellness all the year round with Dr. Sandra Cabot next week. Thank you, Doctor.
Bye, guys.